If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we shift gears now to another conversation, and this time around, you can share your voice notes and thoughts on this one too. 063-688-0959, where we're taking a look at the five suburbs in South Africa that South Africans actually want to live in. And it's based on the property valuations and heightened level of transactions we see from these areas. To tell us more is Head of Digital at Lightstone Property, Hayley Ivans-Downs, to tell us more. Hayley, such a pleasure to have you, and welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thank you so much, Gugu. It's lovely to be here again.
Fantastic. Exciting news that you have for us. You've been able to identify the five suburbs where most South Africans do want to live. And essentially, this also has to do with the pricing of the properties, but also the number of volume of transactions that we typically see, i.e. how many people are buying and selling. Give us some insights here, just in terms of the structure of the report before we take a look at the various suburbs.
So yes, we've done quite a bit of analysis, and we do this annually just to assess what suburbs are really standing out for us, specifically on volume as well as the purchase price. And we obviously assess that across the board and nationally. And then we do a bit of a dive in terms of the top five, top 10 across all of that. And there's a flair reflection across the different provinces, which is really good. It shows the activity across the country.
And maybe let's talk about that activity, because many of us have been commenting that it really is a buyer's market. But that's also come under some strain because of the interest rates and the heightened levels that they're at the moment. But help us contextualize where you're seeing the activity in Gauteng specifically, and some of the average values we witness there.
So we're seeing an uptick in activity in Bryanston. And this is not a new suburb to be at the top. It was at the top last year as well. What we're seeing is we kind of look at suburbs transacting above R1 million, just to give a view. Your kind of purchase price, you know, it varies. And we're looking at an average there of an estate of about 2.6, 2.7, just to give a flavor of it. But Bryanston does extend into kind of a medium of about 4 million in terms of its average, which is really interesting. But the big thing about Bryanston, and the reason why it features at the top very often, is because it's actually really a large suburb. Mm. So, you know, when we look at it in context to other suburbs, you're looking at about 10,500 properties that are sitting in Bryanston. And of that, which is interesting, is you're looking at about 25% of that in clusters. Mm. Just to give a comparison, Sunning Hill has about 3,700 properties. Just to kind of get a context of size. And then just looking at Gauteng, you know, speaking around Gauteng, coming in a third place is your midstream estate. So we kind of saw a little bit of a drop in the midstream. They dropped from second to third place this year, but still active, right? So a lot kind of happening still in the midstream area.
Very interesting here. And of course, we know that Cape Town is also a very popular area in terms of property prices. It varies, of course, depending on the location. Landad, now I can imagine, is often one that features on our dream bucket list, right? But we'll get there sometime. Sea Point, I see, has seen a lot of activity there.
Yes, so Sea Point has definitely come up. Sea Point is featuring at second place for us, which is also interesting once again. But also, once you know, it's got a flavor of different properties there. Also, from a much higher kind of value point of view, this is obviously an area that attracts what we normally see as some level of foreign ownership happening within the Sea Point. But it is featuring as the second highest in terms of property sales, and obviously just in terms of looking at purchase price around that.
100%. And to close off with, I guess, what's also intriguing, Hayley, just for us to evaluate and fully understand, is the kind of properties that are seeing this heightened level of activity, freestanding versus sectional title, and I guess dynamics as to the pricing again, which remains quite a sensitive space.
Mm-hmm. So we've seen activity across the board. It's always interesting for us, however, is we're seeing a bit of an uptick more around the estates. There's definitely more activity around estates. So maybe that's pointing toward more of a lifestyle in terms of what people are looking for. And just to give a sense in terms of that, estates only make up 6.6% of properties in South Africa. And then we're kind of seeing more, once again, an uptick in your freehold. So freehold constitute 80% of properties in South Africa, and that's across the board, small towns, metros, majority of freehold. But we are seeing the uptick within your estate sectional title, which is your gated communities.
I want to come back to that stat that you shared there. Did you say that estates only make up 6.6% of properties in South Africa?
Indeed, they
wow.
do.
This is intriguing.
Very small.
Very small. And you, I guess because we live in these metropolitan areas where we see them quite often, we think that it's the status quo, yes, and that we're quite used to it. Does this also directly speak to affordability and hence pricing being so central to specific locations and regions in our metros?
Absolutely. I think, you know, something that we've always tracked is the cost of living within an estate. And the cost, the price of properties are generally 50% more in terms of buying into an estate, and you buy into that lifestyle. Mm. And as a result, if we look at what estates make up, so 6.6% of all properties in South Africa are within an estate,
sure.
and they contribute 18% of the value of properties in the country.
Wow.
So immediately you see the value sitting in estates and living in an estate. And it is a growing trend. We're seeing more and more estates opening. I think one of the suburbs that featured was Samaya that came in fourth mm-hmm. in terms of number of, you know, transactions. And Samaya is actually an estate that's developed along the north coast
yes.
in KZN. And that's kind of what we're seeing. So it's a new estate that's just opened, and there's a lot of activity happening because obviously there's lots of purchasing happening. So very interesting.
Very interesting. I'm going to use this at a braai somewhere to sound a lot smarter. Okay? It's definitely one of those fun facts you keep in your back pocket just to show some property vigor and knowledge. What I'm also intrigued by is if we do have any insight into not only the suburban areas, but and of course the value of the properties, but is this also influenced by service delivery? And I only ask this because it is an election year. We know that we as South Africans, especially in Joburg, are frustrated by potholes. Traffic lights not working, you know, access to amenities just becoming a little bit more difficult because of insufficient service delivery. Does that play a role at all?
I think within an estate, I think you obviously get a lot more focus. If the estate is large, then there will be a lot more focus around getting the service delivery and getting things fixed. But that doesn't solve the roads that everybody's traveling on. And I think that's directly linked to the municipalities and the work that they're all doing around service delivery. And this is the comparison that we're always seeing with Western Cape at the moment, where you go to Western Cape and you have a completely different experience to some of the other provinces.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just from an estate, within an estate, it's easier to control. You can't control what's out of an estate.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Hayley. I really appreciate it. And you've given us such an interesting fact to share next time when we are sitting around property practitioners or maybe just our friends and want to show them how much we know about the property space. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
Great. Thank you so much, Gugu.
Thank you. That's Hayley Ivans-Downs, who's the head of digital at Lightstone Property, giving us some insight into the latest research they've put together, essentially evaluating property news of the top five suburbs for homes that are typically priced for well above 1 million rand on average, and also ranked on sales, demand and total purchases we saw for 2023. And I think one takeaway I'm leaving this conversation with is that only 6.6% of properties in South Africa are in estates, but yet make up 18% of the overall property value. Tells you something, right? Scarcity certainly does perhaps play with the mind and influence the market in terms of value or perceived value thereof, and really does help us contextualize that there's a large majority of South Africans who still continue to live in freestanding homes. But not only that, again, homes that perhaps might not have access to the necessary resources, especially within peri-urban and rural areas in South Africa, that we constantly need to keep in mind. So sometimes, yeah, Joburg can be a bit of a bubble. We really need to get out more to fully comprehend the realities of the lives that many South Africans are living.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.